Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, from the politics of sex and dating in the workplace to a quest for the missing orgasm. In this show, I'm answering your emails and giving you tips to ease your sexual anxieties and help you step things up in the bedroom. Thanks for listening. And also everyone, you gotta check out Good Vibrations. You know that Valentine's Day is creeping up on all of us, and goodvibes.com is the only place to go for Valentine's Day presents. Because listen, you gotta get something sexy, right? And they have stuff for couples, they have stuff for women, they have, if you want to enhance your sex life, you can play a game together, you get her like a toy that she's always wanted, like the Wii Vibe, or the Jeju Dua, which is a remote control, and the Nua, which is a remote control vibe that you can control from anywhere, Bluetooth people. You could be in a long distance relationship and you can control her vibrations from wherever you're at. All the latest and greatest toys at goodvibes.com. And they only carry the best brands. So you don't want to go to all those schlocky places online that'll sell you plastic stuff that could like blow up her vagina. Good Vibes only does the good stuff. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibrations banner. Use coupon code GVEMILY20 and get 20% off your purchase. Because I know you like that, right? Who doesn't like a little discount and all that? So thanks for supporting my sponsors.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Everyone, Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for the mailing list, which you absolutely should do because they send you really good emails, but they're not annoying. They're actually informative. And follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram if you want sex tips all day, every day. That's what you should do. And I love you all. Thank you for listening and checking out the show. And I'm here with Menace today.
Hello, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm amazing, as always.
You always are amazing.
No,
it's so
I'm always
good to
tired
see
when I'm here. I'm sorry.
You're
I
tired
hate
every
it.
Dude, when are you ever not tired? Like, tell me one time a day that I'm going to see you and you're going to be like, I'm bright eyed.
We should do a podcast at 4 a.m. and I would just like kill it.
Really? Is that yeah. really when you're? I'll come. But you're already
awake.
On the radio then.
Not at 4 a.m. I'm getting ready to be on the radio.
Oh,
at 4
you're going to have time?
Yeah.
Dude, I would do it. Don't challenge me.
That'd be...
Maybe that's my sweet spot, too.
Yeah, the 4 a.m.
Yeah, who knows?
I can do it.
I know, I could probably do it, although I'd have a hard time getting up.
So how have you been? What's going on? What's the dating life like?
My dating life is diverse and interesting. Oh, my God. So I went to a Lakers game a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I ran into two guys that, which is random, because I've been dating in L.A. here and there, mm-hmm. two guys that I've dated since I've been here that I liked,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really see it going anywhere. And I got back to them and I wasn't that clear maybe. I think I only went out with one of them a few times and the other one just once. And then I hadn't really followed up. Let's just say I probably didn't handle it the most professional way. And I happened to run into both of them, boom, boom, back to back.
What?
They're like, hey.
That sucks.
I know. They were like, boom. And it was funny because people I was with, I was like, what, do you date everyone in LA? I'm like, no, just everyone who's at the goddamn Lakers game. So that was embarrassing. But I think I redeemed myself because then one of them texted me. He's like, hey, when are we going on our second date? So apparently the things that I worry about, like these people hated me because I didn't get back. I just said, no, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. I had said that, but then I ran into them and then they circled it back again. But as far as dating, I've met some interesting people. There's a guy I've been seeing and sleeping with on and off that is actually, we're in a really good place because I don't have a lot of time to see him, but when we do see each other, we have really good sex. And I actually introduced him to sex toys recently and he never used one. So I feel like it's like a gateway. Like he's like, oh, I'm not into
yeah.
it. And I was like, well, I've got to try out like this new toy. And mm-hmm. and we did. And he was totally down.
Yeah, next thing you know, he's duct taped with a snorkel in his mouth.
Exactly.
And
that's
goggles
what,
and
that's
all that
what
crazy
we're working
stuff.
Towards. But like, guys, I think it's hot. Like, you know, I don't know. You'd never seen like the insertion vibe. So I used like one of those like mm-hmm. rabbits, like the Vibratex rabbit. And and he was into that. He used some clitoral stuff. He used a penis ring. It was a good time.
Amazing.
Thanks, honey. But I am, you know, I think I got to branch out because I've kind of had the same rotation for a little while. And so, you know, I'm getting fixed up. Things
All
are
right.
going on.
Good.
One day I'll have a really great friggin' like, I'm
Story.
Getting married.
Oh, man. That
Dude,
would be
would
crazy.
You die?
That'd be like the most downloaded podcast here.
is the I can't do it.
Emily's Getting Married podcast.
Dude, I don't even want to get married. You know what a nightmare it seems to like, who's coming to the wedding? Where's everyone going to sit? Like, what are you going to, like, the mm-hmm. invitations and the planning? Like, I can't
yeah.
handle that.
And then just the financial, the way, how much it costs
exactly.
and all that kind of stuff is crazy.
But your wedding will be a good time.
Oh, yeah, definitely it would be if I have a wedding.
But she's not pressuring you, the girlfriend of 10
no,
years
no.
that I've never met except
we'd
for
love,
once?
We love having fun just going, spending our money on travel and stuff like that.
That's good. That's a good time.
We're on the same page.
We are on the same page. We never used to be on the, you guys are on the same page.
Yeah.
But you and I are kind of on the same page now that you're not really looking to have the traditional get married and you're not sure about kids.
Yeah, I mean... Again, I think
you have a cute little
kid. It all goes bottom line. Everything goes down to money. It's sad to say, even though it's supposed to be about love and relationships, it all comes down to money. It does.
Well,
your kids.
It
getting
doesn't
married,
though, but that's
everything.
So negative. But if you have, like, if you want to have kids, like, you find a way to work it out. You know, you love mm-hmm. conquers all.
I guess
it'll drive you to make more money. I think.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think.
It probably would.
But what else is going on with you?
Nothing much. I actually, a couple weeks ago, I ran into, you're going to probably have her on the show recently, Brandy.
Brandy Glanville.
Yeah, from Real Housewives.
Uh-huh.
She was at the show that I was at, the Foo Fighters show mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. I don't know if anybody read up on it. It was amazing. It had like 10 special guests that just came out and performed. But it was a really, really rainy night. I would share something with you because I think that you would think this was funny.
Okay.
I was so upset because my girlfriend, came out with me to this show and it was raining, and I got her like a birthday gift a long time ago, and it's an All Saints jacket. Now, All Saints jackets are not cheap. They're like $700 minimum. Yeah. And I was pissed the entire time. I'm like, why are you
wearing this?
Yeah, it's leather. I'm like, why are you wearing this jacket in the rain?
Did she put any proofing? You're supposed to like leather proof it?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, that's bad. Yeah. Did she know it was raining?
Huh?
You knew it was raining. It was raining all weekend. Yeah, but
we didn't realize like how much in the rain that we would be.
Did you feel like she didn't appreciate your $5,000?
No.
But... No, dude, that would piss me off. You got to be careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a nice gift though.
I know. I'm always the best gift giver.
You are. Like I hear these guys, like I was dating this guy that I'm never the one who's like, oh, don't worry, don't get me anything because I really don't care. And he's like, yeah, I was dating this girl in the first week. She asked me for when flat screen TVs, he's like,
yeah.
She asked me for a flat screen TV. I'm like, did you buy one? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, I should cash in on these guys too. I should be like, oh yeah, I'm looking for this.
One
of
Hermes, yeah, you know,
exactly. Like I'm feeling like maybe I should just go on more shopping dates with these guys.
No. I mean, you don't want to come off like that.
I'm just
but
kidding.
If they,
I can
offer,
buy my own goddamn shit.
If they
you.
Offer, just I mean, don't turn down.
Yeah, you but know, then you feel beholden to them and all that stuff. How about Valentine's Day? You guys didn't do anything? It's coming up. I know in the real world you're all like, what? But it really is just a few weeks away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, in the real world, meaning not the sex with Emily world. Yeah.
Well, it just sucks because you know October is my birthday, and then you have you know December, which is all a bunch of gift giving too, and then her birthday's in January. It's just like, geez,
yeah, but Valentine's Day is a whole different thing, honey.
Yeah, but it's like, when does it ever end?
It never
like
ends.
There's
you
these
can't not
months,
do anything.
These months where it's just like this endless spending on this crap. You
well,
know?
I'll just give you some toys. I'll give you some like fun. No, I think that she. No, let me tell you something. So this guy that I was with, I just kind of glazed over it, but he's been a friend of mine, and we sleep together sometimes, and he says to me, you know, I've never used a toy, I don't know how I feel about that, so of course, you know, I have all these ones tests, and he was kind of like, wow, that's really hot, that's really cool, like, I like it, like, he liked the way it felt on him, too, and he kind of was on anti-toys as well, so I'm just saying, if you would like me to put together a little care package for Valentine's Day for you, I would be happy to do that, just as your friend.
Okay.
Why not try something different? You guys have been together 2 years, I'm sure it's already really stale right now, your sex life.
Oh, yeah, totally,
totally
stale. The most
stale. Not stale, but you know, stagnant. This is what happens. It's biology. We're supposed to, it's really good from 6 months to about 16 months. And that's the range of the lust phase. And then, you know, the dopamine, all the chemicals in your brain, you settle in and then you're like, eh. And then you got to continue to work on your sex life. So I'm just putting it out there.
All right.
Speaking of sex toys, though, I do have a Sex in the News story that is relevant. Okay, a man nearly burns down his home while trying to clean sex toys.
I heard about this.
I'm surprised. I haven't done that yet. A husband with very good intentions nearly set fire to his home when he tried to clean he and his wife's collection of dildos. After getting into an argument with his wife, the man figured he'd dig his way out of the doghouse by tending to their neglected silicone dildos. Wanting to be thorough, I brought these downstairs, set them in a small pot of water to boil, and headed upstairs for a moment to call my dad and wish him well. Quick convo with my dad turns into an involved talk with my mom and dad. About 15, 20 minutes later, suddenly my smoke alarm is loudly going off. Having completely forgotten about the dildo boil, sounds like an event or something. Come to the dildo boil.
Yeah.
I casually,
it's like a
crab feed, exactly. I casually get up, prepare to disarm the false alarm taking place in my house until a huge waft of black, inky smoke winds its way around the bedroom door. I immediately think, what in the ever-living hell is burning? And at the same time, I hear my wife scream, what the F? And I rush downstairs into the kitchen, billowing disgusting black smoke, see a massive pillar of flame exploding upwards out of the tiny pot, which has now been boiling dry for a few minutes. Wife is panicky, fire extinguisher, the whole thing, and, you know, there's a blast, there's a noxious dildo blaze with the entire contents of the extinguisher. So basically, in the future, if you want to do your wife a favor, don't do her any favors.
Aren't you supposed to put it in the washing?
Well, it depends.
Machine?
I mean, they're silicone. You could just use some light soap and a little thing. You don't have to. I mean, unless they're glass dildos.
Like the dishwasher or something?
You can put some in the dishwasher, but I don't know. I mean, I have this problem too, which is why I don't cook, is every time I goddamn try to cook something or boil something, I forget. And then my house goes, my alarm goes off. But it's a nice gesture. But it's funny that of all the things he's trying to do to get out of the doghouse, he's like, I know, I'll wash our sex toys.
Yeah.
Probably just send her some roses next time or something. That would probably work well.
Do that. Did you see in the news of that huge divorce that's going on between an oil CEO and his wife. He tried to cut her a check for $987 million, and she said no.
Why'd she say no?
She said because she wanted more. She thinks she deserves more.
More, like a billion. Like, why cut her short of a billion?
Yeah.
What happened? Was he like, is he, because she could also lose it at that point. If he makes an offer and they go back to court, they could be like, you get, you know.
Yeah, you only get, you know, $400 million.
Well, he might be worth $10 billion. So she's like, I want half.
Yeah, I think he is worth about $10 billion.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. If he is worth $10 billion, she, you know, deserves half. Not deserves, that's
the
law.
Does she deserve half?
Okay.
Did she run the oil company?
It doesn't matter if she were. Do they have kids? Do they have a family? The law says that you get half in many states. So I can understand that. Man. While to many, that seems like a lot. I'm not saying like...
I can just imagine you being a billionaire and some guy's like, well, you know what? I deserve half of the Sex with Emily empire. You would... You would lose your effing mind, so please, that she deserves half.
Prenup would be such a strong clad, ironclad prenup.
Let's say you got married, and let's say you got really high one day or drunk, and you decided to get married. And
I'm going to Vegas in a few
days. Yeah, and you got married without a prenup, and then they're like, well... You got to give half up. You got to give half of your money, even though this person didn't, you know, stick with you for the past whatever
10 years
of doing this. But suddenly,
we want prenup. I wouldn't do that.
See,
no, I get it. No, I get it. I get it. I get it. I'm not saying
when the tables are turned.
I'm sure they've probably been together 30 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, how old is this like oil tycoon and they've got billions? I'm just saying, you know, it's tricky. Money is tricky.
I'm just saying, like,
divorce.
How much do you need to
You're
live?
You're so in love. Everything's great. We're getting married. Mm-hmm. We're just going to plan it. We're going to get the dress. That'll be amazing. And then cut to, you know, 25 years later, you're miserable. You don't have sex and you don't want to give her any money.
So I started researching.
Yeah.
I started researching this about like big payouts. I'm like, that has to be like one of the most expensive divorces ever, you know? No, not even close.
Really?
So there's this woman that her face is online all the time. You can't go online without seeing her face, but you might not know who she is. So she's had a lot of plastic surgery. She's
known for looking really good.
Yeah, she looks like a lion or a cat, right? Well, come to find out, she is the number one most paid out wife in divorce history of $2.5 billion. And on top of her $2.5 billion in her divorce settlement, she gets $100 million each year for 13 years.
Oh my god.
This happened in 1997.
Wow. And then ever since then she's just been at the doctor like puffing up her face and getting cut up.
Yeah.
Can't you think of such better things? Couldn't she like start like a, you know, a school for girls or something in Africa or do something like that?
Something crazy.
I mean, do something for the world, really.
Yeah.
That much money, that messes me up.
So, do you remember, Rupert Murdoch, right? So he got remarried, I think it was,
Like 15, 20 years.
Just recently, too long ago. Oh, and he got divorced in 2013. He gave his wife $1.8 billion.
Oh,
and they were barely married. But you know what? I think that she gets a little bit. She deserves a little bit of that money because he was up doing a speech one time at some,
TED Talk or something.
Some like, I don't know if it was a hearing or something, but somebody came up and just started attacking him, like punching him, right?
Uh-huh.
And with like at a drop of a hat, she went running and started beating the crap out of the person that was attacking him.
She did? Yeah, the little wife?
Yeah. So she's down for a man.
Right. I didn't know they got divorced.
Yeah, they got divorced.
They were so happy.
In 2013. But his first wife before that, he gave her $1.7 billion.
He's a money machine.
So $3 billion he's already paid out.
Yeah, but
in
he
divorces.
Like prints money. He's like, that's nothing. That's pocket change.
You're Rupert Murdoch. It's crazy,
it is
right?
Crazy. So
if you just go on Google and check out these high
So what's our point here? What's our lesson here? Prenup? No.
Then,
you
guess
know, if you're married to someone and you spend a life together and, you know, they helped him build his career, supported him, you know, then they deserve enough some money. And
it's like, wow,
the whole
man.
Thing that goes on is like, you know, I'm accustomed to some certain lifestyle that we've had and you have to keep me up to these conditions that in which we've I've grown accustomed.
It's just crazy.
Okay. So anyway, I have a penis story as well.
Oh, okay.
Which I know is really going to be popular.
Way more interesting
because people love
billionaire
whatever
divorces.
The money stuff. I just wish I was married and divorced by now, because then I'd be like not
your brother
about
wish
stuff.
You were married and divorced by now, right?
I know. He just wanted me to marry someone he thought I should have married and divorced by now. He's like, I can't believe you didn't marry that guy. I mean, he's got $1 billion now. I'm like, thanks, bro. Okay, if your penis is smaller than a pop star's leg, well, then condoms will fit you. So men have invented a number of clever excuses for why they won't wear condoms. Latex allergies, lessened sensations, inability to maintain erection, and always the popular, they just don't fit me.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard all these? They're like, oh, I can't do it. My penis is too big.
Yeah, it doesn't
fit. I can't really feel anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 17-year-old Swedish pop star singer Zara Larsson has a message for men who try to weasel their way out of safe sex by claiming condoms just don't fit them. Take a seat. Larsson Instagrammed a photo of a condom stretched all the way over her leg like a knee sock just to prove that the whole, but I'm just too big for them argument your high school boyfriend tried to deploy was total BS. So, assuming whatever you're working with is smaller than a woman's leg, and sorry dudes, it is, you should be just fine. Were you ever one of those guys?
No, never.
Okay, because this is, and I feel like that it is, the condoms have come a long way. I remember, like, you used to have to go into the drugstore, get the guy to unlock it, or remember, like, 7-Eleven behind the counter, and they were, like, thicker and latex, but now there's, like, people don't realize this. Like, hello, new world of condoms. They make condoms now that are, like, next to wearing nothing skin. S-K-Y-N-N condoms. They're amazing. These condoms, they're non-latex, they're polyisoprene, they're super, super thin, and honestly, they do feel like you are wearing nothing. I've been testing out like a bunch of different condoms. I've been just getting different partners on Craigslist as a research study, and I'm obsessed with them, and Skin is great ones. Lifestyles makes some great ones, and so they're not like too big. They don't. People just think that maybe condoms used to be more uncomfortable, but anyway, I think this is a good message.
That
people
is a very good message.
Because I feel like people just don't wear condoms enough, and you can get diseases. And this is what I hear all the time from people who are very smart and educated. And all I just, well, I've known her forever. So we can, okay. So you guys have known each other since high school. She would never lie to you about having a sexually transmitted disease or anything like that.
Totes.
She's probably, since you grew up in the same town. I mean, there's no way that anyone in your town could have herpes or could have any kind of transmitted diseases.
Nothing.
So don't listen to that, people. I mean, that's just, people say these things. Or I didn't have one, or in the heat of the moment, you're really drunk, and you're like, whatever. I'm just, this is your public service announcement. Just use a goddamn condom.
Just get some fellatio if you can't.
Just get your blowjob, or get some cunnilingus
instead,
as well.
If you don't have a condom.
Seriously, if you don't have a condom, but I get it. In that moment, you're like, I want to just do it, but don't, okay? Because then you live with a lifelong, you have a life filled with bumps and things.
Yeah.
And your penis
did you
and
bump
vagina.
Your head just now?
I did. Okay. Now we're going to get your emails. So I love hearing from everyone. And thank you so much for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Dear Emily, I recently started dating again and gave my first blowjob in over a year. I'm not mentally ready to sleep with a guy yet. But since I enjoy oral sex, I told him I wouldn't mind giving him head whenever he wanted it. Do you think I should just get over myself and do it? He and I have both expressed interest sleeping together, or can I keep up my oral game until I just want to have sex already? Please help, Veronica. Well, Veronica, there's a few things here that concern me. First of all, what about your pleasure? You're saying, this is the problem. I think with women today, they think, well, I'm just going to do it for him. You're going to give him blowjobs. You're going to give him blowjobs. What about him giving you pleasure? So that's one thing. I'm not thinking – I like that you know yourself well enough to know that you're not ready to have sex yet after you were in a relationship. And there's nothing wrong with this foreplay and you give him blowjob and he performs oral sex on you, or you do a bunch of other fun things. So that's one thing. So don't just be doing like, I'm going to give I'm just going to like give him a blowjob to like – so he'll like stave off having sex. But I think that you need to go at the speed that you're comfortable with, and don't rush into it if you don't want to. But build it slowly. So I hope he's not pressuring you. It sounds like he's not. And sex is a sprint. It is not a marathon. There's a lot you could learn. In fact, I wish that more couples would stave off sex for a while and spend time learning each other's bodies. You know what's a great thing to do too, Veronica, is mutual masturbation. One night, you can just sit there. You masturbate. He masturbates. It's really hot. You see what he likes. He sees what you like. And there's a bunch of other things you can do besides having sex. So don't pressure yourself into it.
Yeah, and also, like, doing the setup where you're just giving oral until you have sex, like, that's bad.
That is bad. And I actually talked to a guy for recently. He's like, it's so weird, Emily. He's like, I was dating this girl, and all she wanted was to give me blowjobs. Like, we'd meet up, and she never wanted sex, and she said she got turned on by it. And I get it. I'm not saying that it's not hot. Like, I don't get turned on by giving blowjobs, because I do. I really, like, it's hot. But if that's the only thing you're doing, you know, but it's funny because he was like, is that it? And I think, yeah, you can get it. But if that's, she wouldn't even let him touch her. So I wonder sometimes if women are still in this, like, I want to do it. What?
It was a guy.
No. But if women are still in this mode of, like, I want to please a man, I want to feel desired, I want to look really hot doing it, and so he'll like me if I give up sex. And so I just think that that women that need to start taking responsibility for their own pleasure, their own orgasms, and have a grand old time as well, just like he is.
Yeah. Speaking about guys, did you hear about this thing with Michael Phelps on what? How he was supposedly dating a tranny?
Yes, I did. So what's the deal with that?
I don't know what's going on because he hasn't really said anything. So, which scares me to think that it was actually true. Not that it's a bad thing, but that he was actually sleeping with a man and not knowing it, you know, which I don't think is
cool. How could you sleep with a man? I mean, unless he is...
Yeah, no, had, like, full surgery and everything. And now this person, who is a she now, she is going everywhere telling everybody about it. And now she's, like, doing a porn.
Dude, everyone does porn. Like, I don't care what you do. You could, like, give the biggest check ever to some high school Olympics team. Like, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm really famous. So now I'll do a porn.
Yeah.
Porn is like, I could really be famous. Really, it's all Kim Kardashian's fault.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy. Everyone's doing porn now.
I know. I'm glad that I've not yet done a porn.
You're going to go that way.
I have done a porn. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh,
did.
My God.
But
I was not naked in it, and I just saw it for the first time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude, do you remember on my birthday I went to San Francisco and I shot it was for Adam and Eve. It's called Marriage 2.0, and I play myself. I play a sex educator giving advice to the couple who's thinking about opening up the relationship, and I just saw it at Xbit. So I actually did do a porn, but no nudity.
What?
And it will be released soon. Yeah.
Did they get like a body double, something that looked like you, and then they just didn't do any face shots?
Dude, I was sitting there talking to my full-on clothes. What do you mean? No, I did no nudity. But I did film a porn, so I'm wrong, technically.
Okay. You finally made a porn.
I finally made a porn. Exactly. But no nude photos on me out there are on the internet.
Yet.
Ever. What, at this point, really? Like, if I haven't done it by now, don't you think? Like, no. Okay, we have to take a quick break from talk to our sponsors. Talk about our sponsors, like Promescent, for example. Okay, Promescent is blowing up, okay? Promescent, I've been talking about it for about a year now. It is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. But not only that, even if you're like, well, I last long enough in bed, there is an orgasm gap between men and women. Have you ever noticed that it takes your partner a little longer to orgasm than
you?
Sucks. Yeah, right, Menace? You gotta do
the work. Guys are like doing everything they can to hold it in.
Yeah, they're like, what can I? Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you're like thinking of baseball and you're thinking of like your aunt with their furry mustache. Promescent is the thing you can use. It has no side effects at all. You put it on 5 minutes before sex and it's a quickly absorbing delay spray. And you just put it on your penis, doesn't transfer your partner, helps you last twice as long as you usually last. So if you last 10 minutes, you'll last 20. If you last 4, you'll last 8. There's thousands of urologists recommending Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. So check out Promescent. It's Promescent.com. Check it. Enjoy it. Have some awesome sex.
You've been down with them for quite a
while now.
I know,
but now I just got an email from the CEO. They're like, there's a huge article coming about them because I won't get into the whole thing now, but this doctor that invented it was like really like a urologist and he really cared about like helping men and he invented this thing in a bottle. And the guy, Jeff, the CEO, was like his best friend. Mm-hmm. And Jeff's a businessman. So the CEO, the doctor was like, what do you think about this product? And Jeff's like, that's cool. I'll help you grow your business. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just want to help men. I see every day men come in and they have penis issues. And long story short, terrible story. This doctor got, he was in the hospital working. And a guy came in and shot him down, thought he was a mistaken identity, thought he was someone else, like a vet. A vet came in and thought he was a doctor that had done surgery on him. Yeah, and he died. So the whole point of Promescent, too, is that they're, like, trying to get enough money. Like, you know, also, like, this guy's wanted to carry on his legacy.
Yeah.
But also, you know, help support the family and all that. But it's a great product, too.
Man.
Yeah, there's a whole friggin' thing to it. Okay. Next email.
So you're doing a good thing by buying.
I am doing a good thing, but yeah, you're doing a good thing by buying Promescent if you need it. I'm not saying like just do it to support, but it's actually a really good product. And the thing why it's blowing up is like it's just crazy. The sales have like quadrupled since I started working for them because doctors are all getting on board now recommending it. Like the urologists have always recommended it, but now there's like all these other whatever hospitals all over the country getting on board. So I think it's really cool because, you know, men's got issues with their penises. They need some help. Dear Emily, I work at a hardware store, and I'm currently dating one of the main managers from there. It was something unexpected. We have a month dating. I'm 25. He's 33. Do you think we would be able to keep business and pleasure separate? Thanks, Jacqueline. Probably not. Jacqueline. I'm going to say that's a no.
Are you crazy? I mean, if she's crazy.
Yeah. It's her boss, too. I mean, when you combine the two, like, they're intertwined. You can't help it. You see each other every day.
No. Yeah, what? I think you're fine. I mean, my current girlfriend, we met at work.
Right, but then what, you fired her?
No.
She
ended up leaving.
I'm not saying it can't work, but I don't think you can keep it separate. Like, if they break up, she might get fired. Like, it'll be tense when you see him in the office.
Yeah, you got to be really into it if you want it to work.
Yeah, I mean, and if you really love your job, you are putting it at risk. However, a lot of people date people they work with because that's the people we see every day. Happens all the time. You date your assistant. I haven't dated anyone I work with in a while, but, you know, years ago I used to.
All the time.
So I get it, but I don't think... I don't even know what you mean by separate, but I'm saying, yeah, you could, like, go to work and not, you know, not make it romantic at work and then take that on the weekends. You guys spend some lovely time together. I'm just saying there is a risk if you love your job and something happens and it goes wrong. And, you know, you also slept with people at work that you did not continue dating and you'd have to see them every day, right, Manus? Didn't you sleep with, like, everyone in your office at one point?
Like, everybody.
Like, years ago? No. Didn't you?
You got to make sure, like, you have a really cool relationship with anybody that you sleep with, you know.
Make sure he's a good guy.
Just don't do it willy-nilly, like one night you just randomly hook up with, you know, your coworker.
Exactly.
Like, make sure this would actually work.
Right. Exactly. You know? I mean, I'm glad you're having fun. And also there is something about that attraction to someone you work with because you're seeing them in their element and it's really sexy to see someone who, like, a man in charge and she's doing her job and there's some passion there. I mean, that's really what fuels a lot of attraction is when you see someone kind of in their element in a powerful role.
Yeah.
So I get it, but don't be seduced by all that if you think it's going to risk other things. Dear Emily, new listener to your show and I'm totally hooked. I am 2 years out of my first serious relationship, 3.5 years. In which I lost my virginity. In that time, I have had a handful of other sex partners ranging from I can't believe what I've been missing out to at least my friends will get a laugh out of this. But even during the most mind-blowing sex, I've never had an orgasm and just always thought I was one of the girls who couldn't. You've helped me realize that all hope is not lost and it's high time I start making my orgasm my responsibility. I've never really masturbated before, but I'm looking for a vibrator or two that's powerful and versatile. You mentioned so many on the show that I just can't decide where to start. Any suggestions? Thanks for all your sage words. My morning commute and sexual curiosity have become a hell of a lot more interesting since I started listening to Sex with Emily. Samantha. Thanks, Samantha. I'm so glad the show has inspired you. And you're so right. I talk about so many different toys on the show that it can be a little overwhelming. So let's figure this out. So first of all, you're right. Women are responsible for their own orgasms. It is not your partner's responsibility. If you don't figure out your body, he's not going to figure it out either. So I would say if you'd liked it and you've never really masturbated, I would say that you should start with just something small, like a clitoral vibrator. Play with your clitoris. I really like the Leia by Fun Factory. It's a little one that like curves in your hand and you can just like, I think it's battery. I can't remember. Battery operated. Or maybe it's rechargeable. It doesn't really matter. But there's so many of them if you go to goodvibes.com. And you could just, like, try your clitoris, see how that feels, because that does have 8,000 nerve endings, and it'll probably feel really good. Use some lube. And I would also just start with your hands and see how that feels. Start playing with your body. Set time aside that's masturbation. Because, listen, You haven't had an orgasm. You were in a relationship for 3.5 years. Don't expect quick results. This happens. We all want a quick fix. We all think, oh, I tried. It didn't work. Or it should happen right away. It's not going to happen. You know, for some women, it does. Some women have orgasms like that, right?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about those women. Like, you know, it's riding a bike. Those women are amazing. At 5, I had an orgasm.
Doing the Lord's work.
Really. But, you know, it didn't happen for you. So I would say try a clitoral vibrator. Also, if you want to do some exploring, I would get a rabbit vibrator because this way you can explore clitoral and G-spot stimulation like the Jeju Fifi or the Rabbit Habit. They have controls on them where you can use them for insertion for your G-spot. And then also they have little like the ticklers for your clitoris. Mm-hmm. And you can even control both of them. So you could use it like just in your clitoris one day and insertion. But I would just, you know, have some fun and play around and use some lube and know that it might take some time and start to like not, don't just go right for those regions either. You know, take a bath, get out of bath, like touch your breasts, use some lube. Like can't, I know this sounds, I just feel like I've said this, but like light some candles, like turn off your goddamn cell phone and focus on your body because this is how it's going to happen. And it could take you a day. It could take you a week. It could take you a month. But I guarantee you that once you figure out the puzzle that is your own orgasm, you put all those pieces together, you know, you will start having orgasmic sex with another partner.
And you'll enjoy it. And you'll think sex with Emily.
Exactly. I would like to, yes, exactly. You can name your what first orgasm
the
after
bullet?
Me.
The bullet.
Yeah, the bullet. Okay, so the bullet's that's great. Like, you know, yeah, the pocket rocket, the bullet. Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to spend a lot, you can just get like a quick little bullet, like an egg. Like yeah. The bullet, the rocket, the pocket rocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to spend like 10, 15 bucks. All this, if you go to sexwithemily.com and you click on the Good Vibes banner, you'll see my store. And you can also search their store. You can search for like clitoral vibrators. You can search and just see what you like. You don't have to do a huge investment. But, you know, Pocket Rocket was my first one. A little battery, take the AA, you know, that'll do the trick. So I would say a little Pocket Rocket, the Leia clitoral one, and then maybe go move on to an insertion.
You'll upgrade to the Tachi magic wand. Or it's not yeah, a Tachi
exactly.
anymore, the magic wand.
The magic wand, exactly. And I would like you to name your first orgasm after me. Thank you very much. That's all right. I ask. Okay, oral sex tips. Dear Emily, great show. I just started listening in December. I learn a lot from you and the listeners and like the content covered. I'm in need of some help. My wife and I recently had our first baby and she's now 4 months old. We tried for 6 years and through that time, sex became more of a job. Now that we've had her, I want to do more experimentation in the bedroom. I really love licking my wife down there. It's such a turn on, but she struggles every time to let me go down. I've purchased books to help me do it right, and when I'm down there, she enjoys it, but getting there is the hard part. Please help. How do I convince her that I really love doing it? I've told her that, but she's still very hard to convince when we're having sex. I'm pretty sure I could do it for hours if she'd let me. It drives me crazy that I can't do it more. Any advice on how I can make her more comfortable about letting me do that? I would love her to want me to do it all the time. Thanks. Cunnilingist in training. Male. Okay, so the first thing, Mr. CIT, is why is she struggling? Does she say to you, I am uncomfortable and I think you don't really want to? Is she ashamed of her body parts or does it really not feel good to her? Because there's a lot of women, it just really doesn't feel that great. But you're saying you have a hard time getting there. Once you're getting there, she lets you get there. So I'm a little confused by this, but I would say, you know, take a shower together, have a sexy evening at home, and then just, you know, start and don't just go right down there. Like start caressing her breasts, like build up the foreplay. And it sounds like, you know, either she's got shame around it or I don't really know here. I mean, the thing is, some guys really, really love it, Menace, contrary to what you might think. And I think that if we got to get to the bottom of it, because if she's got some body shame issues or she feels like she doesn't look that good down there or you really don't want to do it, but you guys have been together a long time, so I think that she would understand that you're really into it. So I'm not sure where the communication breakdown is. I mean, have you straightforward said to her, babe, does it not feel good? Like, do you not want me to do this? Because there's a lot of women who are multi-orgasmic, super orgasmic, but they don't like oral sex.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, like those women exist. Mm-hmm. And so if she really doesn't like it and doesn't feel good, you know, she's not going to want you to do it. But I'm not sure why she doesn't want you down there. I mean, if it's a dirt, you know, like again, you can
no,
take a shower.
No, again,
so
some women
clean.
Are just not into it.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially maybe because she had a baby.
Yeah, it could
it
be
doesn't
that.
Doesn't look
she,
the same down there.
I know. How long ago do they have their baby? Hold on. 4 months. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. So here's the thing. This is a big secret here, Mr. CIT. The doctors will tell you that women can start having, you know, intercourse again regularly after childbirth at about, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months. Not true. It can take a lot of women between 4 months, 9 months, even a year until they feel like there's no pain down there and they feel more comfortable again with their body. And I'm sorry to say that because that's got to be a really hard position to be in. But she might just not be ready yet. She might not be healed down there. She's, you know, breastfeeding. She's connected to the baby. It's hard for her to relax into it. So maybe you guys need to take, like, you know, I know you have a young baby, but, like, take some time where it's just the two of you if you get a babysitter and, you know, you try to bring it back. But just don't force this and don't rush it right now. 4 months into having a newborn is not the time to push your sexual agenda. It's time to take care of your wife.
Yeah, and the baby might be a reminder, like, whoa. This is what sex leads to, you know?
Well, no, I mean, right, I just think that women have so much going on. Once you have a baby, like, the baby's crying, you're tired, you're exhausted. I hear this all the time. I mean, I was with my guy friend. He's like, it's been 4 months. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a misinformation. Doctors should stop telling women that they're – some women might be like, hey, let's go. But, like, you do a lot of stuff down there. Yeah. Like, you pushed a goddamn baby out.
It's like, dude, you got your hand. Get over it. Come on.
Yeah, get a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah.
What do you have coming up in the next couple weeks? Anything good?
Valentine's Day. Let me think.
Are you going to spend Valentine's Day with somebody?
No, I hope not.
Why not?
No, I shouldn't say that. Maybe. You never know what could happen in a few weeks. If I'm seeing, but not like around the pretense of it's Valentine's Day, but I'm pretty fun at Valentine's Day. Because when I have had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, like, I bring him, like, I'm like, okay. Like, I remember I was dating someone, like, about few years ago, we went away for the weekend, and I just literally brought a suitcase of sex props.
Wow.
And it was so fun. I had, like, bondage gear, and I had my bondage tape, which I love.
Do you like getting flowers?
I mean, I'm not going to turn flowers away. I was actually dating a guy early this year who sent me the most gorgeous bouquet of flowers every single week. Like, beautiful lilies. I know. Every time I came home, they're beautiful. Thirsty.
The guy's thirsty.
He just likes sending me flowers. And I appreciated them. I love them. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to think what's coming out February. I mean, God, January was so insane. I have four conferences in like 12 days. Yeah. Craziness. Keynote speeches, all that stuff. So I'm just
happy to chill. No, I just want to see if you're into flowers. I suggest any guy that's listening right now.
Tell me.
If you're even talking to a girl, send them flowers. They love that stuff. I refuse to give flowers. Because my mom's a florist.
And, which makes no sense. Just say, mom, send this girl flowers. I
think it's a waste of money. But girls love it.
Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Yeah. Let's say you're only dating someone for like a week.
Yes.
And it's 2 weeks. And it's Valentine's Day.
I've been in this situation.
Right. And what do?
You get them something small, some flowers.
Yeah, that you thought about them.
Yeah.
Or maybe you say, hey, it's Valentine's Day. You know, yeah, a little flower. Like, maybe next time you go on a date, if you are going on a Valentine's Day, you don't have to do a whole thing. Like, yeah, bring her some goddamn flowers. No woman doesn't. Who doesn't want flowers?
You can't.
Find no one was like, oh, I hate flowers. You can't really go wrong with that. Or just do something different. If you like this person,
yeah.
And you know what? If you don't like her, she's gonna know you don't like her because you didn't
get her flowers.
Didn't do anything about it. What are you gonna do? You said it's been all gifts, gifts, gifts. You don't really care.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do something. Maybe go. To a restaurant or something
really
like that.
I'm excited. A restaurant. That's what you guys do all the time.
We did so much. I know.
Why don't you do one thing differently to in your sex life? Try something that you haven't done or do something special. All right. What?
Okay. I don't know.
You're not going to?
Threesome. I'll ask some other chick to come in. I'm sure she'll love that.
Would she be down with that?
No.
I'm joking. No, you're not even joking. She wouldn't be down with that? How do you know? No. Would you be down with that?
No. Wink, wink.
Have you had one?
No.
You've never had
I'm just kidding. What I don't know. I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm so boring. Okay. Just because I'm not a sex-crazed maniac like you.
Oh, dude, I'm not. But you know what's so funny is that people do assume that I'm like a nymphomaniac. Someone said to me, like, you're kind of a nymphomaniac.
You're talking about like suitcases full of sex toys.
That's my job. Like, I gotta test them out. Doesn't mean
like
that I'm
the normal
dude, I go so long without sex. It's just fun. It's fun. It's what I bring to the table.
I know it's fun.
Some people are great chefs. Some people, you know, what do other people do in relationships? They cook. They know
they're
how to.
Great caretakers. They take care of
I'm
their...
trying to think what other people do.
You got to bring more than sex to the table, dude, Emily. How long have I been telling you this for years?
We used to have this conversation. Man, it's like, I want to know what is your value added to a relationship. I'm a good time. I'm fun. I'm entertaining. So I've heard. All right, that's all we got time for.
All right.
I love you all. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Follow Menace everywhere.
Instagram, Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E, or Twitter. Thank you for all the listeners that always hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, say that they love the show. I love that. That's great.
I know. I love that, too. That's I love cool. that they love you. Everyone loves you, and I love you. And I love you all for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Check out the survey we have on our site, because we'd love to get your feedback about what you love. I always ask, really, and actually some people have been doing this lately. I said, what are your beefs about the show? What do you like about it? Mm-hmm. What do you want to improve? What do you want to hear in the new year? What don't you want to hear?
Less menace.
Less menace. I'm kicking them out right now. And also, if you like us, review us on iTunes. Say good things about it, or, you know, whatever. Tell us whatever you want to do. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone. This is the best present you can buy any guy on your list, and that is the Fleshlight. It is the number one sex toy for men. In fact, I think it's the only goddamn sex toy for men they even have to know about because... Okay, it is a male masturbation sleeve that looks and feels like the real deal. So it simulates the sensations of sex. He puts it around his penis. He puts a little lube in it. It's tight. It feels great. You can use it on him. He could use it alone. He could use it when you're not in the mood for sex. And I don't know, every guy I've given it to has been like, holy moly, can I get another one for my friend? I love it. It's waterproof. They can use it in the shower. They can use it with their partner. There's the stamina training unit by Fleshlight that helps you last longer in bed, helps you become a better lover. It's like, you know, the best, and people say it's like the most mind-blowing orgasms of their life. It's like sex in a can. You can take it wherever you go. And it's like Fleshlight because it looks like a flashlight, so no one really knows what it is, and you can leave it by your bed. It's body safe. Use it over and over again. And I think you all should just try one out because if you haven't, you know, we talk about toys for women. There's thousands to choose from. You guys got one. And this one has stood the test of time. And I'm like I'm saying, one guy told me he would leave his wife if he could cook, okay? So I'm just saying try it. See if I think you'll like it. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner. Use code Emily. Oh, because if you use code Emily, you will get a bottle of the award-winning Flesh Lube. Because Fleshlights and Flesh Lube go hand in hand. So check it out. Enjoy it. And thanks for listening.